Hey, girlfriend, you know who you are. You have big, big dreams. You want to write a book, stand on a TED Talk stage, be a life coach offering wisdom from your RV in Montana, a cafe in Barcelona, or a beach chair in Tulum. Your other girlfriends and your family, they don't always get your biz savvy. Why do you want to leave your J-O-B? Because you're a CATS, aka coach, author, thought leader, and speaker. Meet other change makers like yourself and find out how they make it happen. This is the Big Meow Podcast.
Hey, all you cats, it's Kristen, and I'm here with Alexis Ray. Alexis, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for having me.
So I know you're also a fellow podcast host. Tell me a little bit about your podcast.
Oh, I'd love to. So Evolving Truths is my podcast that I host with my mom, actually. And its focus is all about personal development and how we can learn from the lessons and challenges in our life, take stuff away from that, and continue to apply it to the next versions of ourselves.
You know, that's so fun. My daughter and I were thinking about doing a podcast together as well. What's that like, doing a podcast with your mom?
It's great. I don't think either one of us really knew what it was going to take. At this point in time, we record, we produce everything on our, like, by ourselves, but I've loved it. We've had the opportunity to go deep on conversations. Both of us have been vulnerable and open, and I think it's been a really great project. So I would encourage you and your daughter for sure. Think about it.
No, I love that idea. I think that, you know, we women all need to collaborate together, whether it's with our colleagues, our friends, our parents, our siblings. I mean, I feel like for all of us, that community is such an important thing. That's why, you know, I created CATS Network and why I'm even doing this podcast. You know, I love your rock behind you, Live Your Voice. And I really feel like this is a time where women need to have their voices out there to be heard, to, you know, make a difference and share our own experiences with each other.
Oh, absolutely. And really how Evolving Truths came about was I was going through my period of life that I've called the emotional becoming chapter of my life. And I realized as I was unpacking some of my own stuff that more and more people than I knew in my life and in my network had the same challenges, had the same questions, were struggling with the same things, but we weren't talking about it openly. And so then I brought the idea to my mom of like, hey, we're talking about this. More people apparently are talking about it, but we can't seem to be talking about it together. So let's blast it to the world and start a podcast. And here we are a year and a half later.
I love it. You know, it's funny because I was actually just talking to my daughter this morning and she just graduated from law school and she passed the bar and she got this incredible job offer. And then right as she's getting ready to accept it, she's maybe going to get another job offer. And so it's just kind of, it's interesting, the conversation that we had for about an hour and a half about work-life balance. And I know that you're an expert in a lot of these things. And one of the red flags, I think, for her in this first job offer, while it pays a lot, the guy's like, I don't believe in balance. And she's like, I kind of feel like that's a red flag. I said, yeah, it might be a red flag. I mean, can you speak to us about, as women, how important it is for us to advocate for ourselves, to pick opportunities in our life that give us, you know, this chance for balance and other things that are more valuable necessarily than just the paycheck?
Absolutely. And first and foremost, congratulations to your daughter. I'm sure she's listening. You know, that's a huge deal to pass the bar and have these opportunities in front of her. But I would first encourage anyone who's measuring tough decisions in their life to just kind of sit in your body with it. If she's having this conversation with this gentleman and he throws out there, well, I don't believe in balance, like, what was the internal reaction that she had for herself? And use that as a guiding point, because oftentimes we make decisions or we try to make decisions out of logic, whereas our body might be giving us signals about what we actually need that feels the most authentic, that feels the most truthful. And by following that, while still taking into account some of the logic, can I deal with this environment? Is this something that I'm willing to sacrifice for a short amount of time because the financial benefits outweigh what I might be losing for myself? Could be the teeter-totter that you have to ask yourself when you're faced with some of these decisions. Now, when it comes to balance in our own lives, let's say we do go into these scenarios, or like myself, I've been in situations or jobs where I was selling my soul, so to speak, or just pouring into it. And I know I'm not the only one who's done that, but getting to the point where I realize I can't pour from an empty cup. It is not my responsibility to show up to this job and give more than what I've been asked to give. That's not my authority. I don't need to do that for anyone other than myself. And so once I started pouring into that cup, that's when my emotional becoming started. And then I started dealing with a handful of other challenges, from car accidents to having to balance physically in my life because my actual health wouldn't allow any other options for me. And now being able to help other people do that without having to have such traumatic challenges is a really great gift.
You know, I love listening to you because I feel like a lot of women who are, you know, you're younger than me and you have a better sense of self. Like I never knew when I was going into the workforce, you know, my background's TV news. And so we were just so excited to get any job. Okay. Yeah. So we never knew that we could ask questions about what's my work life environment going to be like? Where's my desk going to be? You know, am I going to be working 12 hour, 14 hour, 18 hour days? Like, you know, we didn't even think at the time that I could ask those kinds of questions. I was just like, so flattered that I had received this job offer. And I noticed that it's changing. You know, my daughter's name is Samantha, and I was asking her, I said, well, have you asked them like where your desk would be? Like, you know, where is your desk going to be? It's one of those law firms in like a smaller house.
Sure.
Are you going to be sitting like right in the middle? I mean, is this boss going to be able to call you at like 8 o'clock at night or 10 o'clock at night or 2 o'clock in the morning? Like what, you know, what other things are going to happen? And it's funny because those kinds of questions didn't even occur to me. I mean, how do you think that, you know, the world has changed for young women who are in the workplace and being able to define your own terms?
Yeah, that's a fantastic question. And it is an honor to have gotten to this place in my life at a younger age. So thank you for that acknowledgement. And at the same time, truthfully, Kristen, like I came originally from the construction background, corporate, commercial real estate, commercial roofing, actually. So I was the same way for the first 10 years of my career where there was no balance. It was just like, I'm grateful. I'm here to work as hard as I possibly can. And like, I want to outwork everyone because literally it's a boys club. Like I was right. One of three females in that office. And I would say that for me, the evolution has happened really rapidly over the past 3 years, 4 years, really, since 2020, when I started getting sick and I realized that I was having these health complications because of not properly managing my stress, not properly having work boundaries. And then as I started to put those work boundaries up, obviously the people around me in that work environment got a little uncomfortable. They were like, this is not the Alexis Ray that we're used to. This is not the things that we're used to. And I had to get firm with that, with them, but also with myself. We can set boundaries, but then I think one of the second hardest things that no one ever talks about is implementing those boundaries is just as much as a challenge. So fast forwarding to today, and again, answering that question for yourself, how does my body feel as I'm contemplating these things? And it really comes down to us making the decision to hold ourselves accountable. This is how I want to live my life. And then when you make that commitment, when you make that decisive decision to move through your career or every other area of your life that way, things start to fall in place.
I do believe, Alexis, that the universe pays attention, right? Like, so if we set some expectations or not even necessarily goals, but like just our vision for how we would like our life to be, and we begin Absolutely. To really, you know, stand behind that and and reinforce it with, like you said, you know, your words, your choices, your actions, you know, your requirements, if you will. I do think that the world does adjust to us. You know, like we can totally decide, am I going to be that doormat? And I think this is a big lesson for women. I mean, this, the whole reason why I do the Big Meow is women giving other women advice and insight and sharing from our own experiences. And I do feel that, you know, we do have an opportunity, especially where we're in these work environments where there's only two or three of us and then everyone around us is male. It has a totally different kind of energy. Women have different energy. You know, we process things differently. We like to talk to each other. We collaborate. You know, we're wired differently. And I think there's a lot of power in that feminine style of being in business.
Absolutely. And I didn't learn like about feminine or masculine energy until maybe a year ago, if I'm being totally honest. And that is so interesting as well to unpack it and just realize that I can show up in this space how I want to, and I don't have to conform to the expectations. And if they don't like that, then that's not the place for me either. But I really want to circle back to what you were saying about the universe kind of aligning for you. I absolutely believe, and I'm pretty sure this line came from The Alchemist, that the universe.
Great book. I love that book. Yeah.
It's so good. It's so good. I don't know if it's that book or another one, but the universe is conspiring. It wants you to win, right? Yeah. It's going to put things in front of you to take you on your own journey towards the direction you want to go. And something that I've really called or come up with a name for this, because we all have different phrases. We all are trying to say the same thing in different ways. And I call it directional surrender. So I know that there's a point in front of me, something that I want to accomplish, something I want to do. I don't know how I'm going to get there. I don't know when I'm going to get there. I don't know who I'm going to meet along the way, but I can take one decision every day. I can take one action every day that moves me towards that goal. And then eventually I'm going to get there. And in my personal life, that's when I've seen the universe really come to my aid.
You are listening to the Big Meow podcast, empowering women entrepreneurs to share their voices, make an impact, and transform the world in a positive way. Sponsored by Orange Cat Content Marketing Agency.
I love that. Directional surrender. I mean, you could write a whole book about that. I really feel like that is the core idea behind being a manifester is, you know, saying, okay, this is my set point. There was a book written a really long time ago by this spiritual teacher, Gary Zukav. And he talks about these parallel realities that are available to us, these little set points that are available. And some of them are really close. We can see them. And some of them are further away, but they're all part of our collective destinations, because we have free will choice as human beings. So we can have a higher set point that's more aspirational. It may not arrive as quickly, but I have gone back, you know, over the years and looked at things I've written down, and without fail, every single thing has come to pass. Not as quickly always, you know, there's universal time and my time when I'm super impatient. So I want it like yesterday, but it is amazing to me, you know, just having that benefit of hindsight, just to see how things have come together in a lot of ways better than I could ever have imagined, which totally reinforces what you just said.
Well, and the other thing that you're touching on is so important is to look back at how far we've come.
Right.
Like, how often do we actually stop and give ourselves credit for the growth that we've accomplished or the things that we've done in our business that, sure, maybe it's not as soon as we thought it would be, or the outcome wasn't how we thought we were going to get there, but look at where you are today compared to 6 months ago, 6 years ago, and acknowledge that at the same time as aiming for where you want to go next. I am not familiar with the author that you just mentioned, but a movie that recently came out, it was last year, The Rage. You're going to have to tell me if you're familiar with it, but Everywhere, Everything, All at Once.
Oh, yeah, right. That one was great. Yeah.
something along those lines. That was my first time like visually getting to see those multiple realities that you were talking about. And it was mind blowing. I loved it. I'm still figuring out how to like comprehend it, but the more we continue to learn, it's like, whew, the universe is out there for us to do whatever we want in it.
You're giving us such profound advice and I just love it. I love it coming from you, especially because I feel like there's a lot of hope for just this new generation of women. You know, I mean, I'm so excited about that because, you know, even what you said is we've got to stop and give ourselves credit for things that have happened, you know, and I just remember reflecting back, you know, I just powered through a lot of stuff in my life. And at one point I was offered two gold awards at a ceremony in New York City. And I was like, oh, I'm too busy to go. And I didn't go, you know what I mean? And I think that I know I look back and I was like, no,
I just got goosebumps.
I know I had to work this conference. And I should have just said, no, I'm not going to work at this conference. I'm going to go and like accept, you know, these awards for entrepreneurship, or I'm going to celebrate, you know, this achievement that I've made. And there is a long list of that. And I just think that your point about stopping, pausing, you know, recognizing when we have reached certain achievements, you know, and honoring that and then building upon that, because otherwise it just takes such a toll. It's such a churn, right? And you run out of energy because you're just like, gosh, I'm always pouring in. And if we don't pour back into ourselves, no one else is going to.
Yes. Oh my gosh. I had a roommate tell me, she's a single mom. She's a beast. She's the main provider. Yeah. And we were having a conversation about life, basically. What roommates don't talk about that.
Right, exactly.
And she said to me the first time, if I don't do it for myself, no one else will. And it's so true. Like, man, take that cup of coffee. Take those 5 minutes. You deserve it.
Right.
And I would say that I'm very fortunate to have found this mindset early in life. I would not wish the circumstances as to how I found this on anyone, but because of my personal chronic health challenges, I'm reminded every single day of how short life is and what it means to be able to appreciate the things that we can do on a very small, basic level, whether it's going for a walk or being able to stand outside without a hat on. Like, when it comes down to that fundamental basis of what it's like with a quality of life, it then makes it a little bit easier to remember it on a frequent basis of there is power in the pause. I can sit here and everything that I have done is enough. And just the fact that my cells are in this container right now and working is a win. So I'm really grateful that you feel like you're taking away the reminder to stop and smell the roses and to sit in that pause, because I look at your resume and I'm like, oh my gosh, she is who and where I want to be.
Wow.
But if you can sit here with me and be like, oh, well, I want to stop and take a nap today. Like, yes, I'm going to applaud you for that.
I've definitely stepped more into that role for myself. You know, so I was a single mom for a long time and I have 3 adult children. And so my youngest is 26, my oldest is 26, my youngest is 20. So it was always just kind of like, can we get all of you up and launched? And so it's an interesting time because now everybody is basically launched, you know? And so it's a totally new thing. And I think that we circle back at many times in our lives and we look back and we're like, what do I want to do with this time that I'm in now, in this present moment? What's the direction that's energizing me now? It's not the same as it used to be in the past. Like, I'm in a different headspace. And so even giving yourself that minute to reflect and not even know the answer is pretty powerful.
It's okay not to know and right. To love the process, right?
Yes.
We're talking about where we want to go. We're talking about that directional surrender, but then the next step or the next piece, and it goes with stopping and smelling the roses, is to fall in love with the process of getting there, because that's ultimately where life is lived. If we're chasing something, it's like we're a dog behind a car with the bone out of the tailgate kind of thing.
That's right.
If everything's passing by and we're not even having the actual experience of what we're living right now.
I do. I think it's so important. And I love everything that you've said today. I feel like you and I could probably talk for an hour or more, but we only have a short time today. But Alexis Ray, how can our listeners find you?
Thank you for having me. Also, yeah. You can welcome me back anytime.
Yes.
Or I'd love to have you on my podcast.
Yeah, I would love that.
Cool. But anybody listening can find me at alexisray.com. My name is spelled like the car. So Alexis and then RAE.com. And on social media, I'm Miss_AlexisRay.
I love it. Well, thank you so much for your time today. And I love your wisdom and, directional surrender. I'm going to hold that close. I might use that with some of my clients.
I appreciate it. And I look forward to connecting with you again.
Thanks, Alexis. Bye-bye.
Are you looking for authentic connections, business mentorship, and a supportive community? Join Cats Network. Thank you for listening to the Big Meow podcast. Please subscribe, give us a 5-star review, and share this episode with your community.